Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Jesse Sloan, the chair of the Emory County Republican Party, and we're going to be talking about their Lincoln Day dinner and convention. That is going to be coming up on April 9th. Dinner starting at 5:30, convention starting at 7 p.m. Jesse, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So I think a good place for us to start is everyone, especially this time of year when election season gets upon us, they're going to be hearing phrases like caucus, convention, primary election getting thrown out in the open. But sometimes it feels like they can get lost in this sea of information. So I think a good place for us to start is, can you just explain what the convention is and why the Republican Party is hosting it?
Yeah, so every 2 years we have our caucus night where citizens of a neighborhood get together and elect who they want to be both their state and county delegates. And then those delegates have the opportunity to interview the candidates and get to know them and make a decision as far as who's going to be the convention-endorsed candidate going into the primary. This year, caucus is going to be on March 17th at 7 p.m., and there's several locations around Emory County. There's two. Let me go through them real quick. There's the Clawson Town Hall, the Emory Town Hall, the Farron San Rafael Junior High, Huntington Elementary, Castledale Elementary, Orangeville Elementary, Cleveland Town Hall, Elmo Town Hall, and Green River City Hall are the locations in Emory County.
No, and it's one of the more important steps of this process is electing those delegates to represent each of those neighborhoods around Emory County. And, you know, when you look at it, Emory County is a pretty spacious place. So it's good to know who your delegates are, especially given this year's ticket. I mean, you look through the ballot coming up for the primary election, especially, it's going to be a pretty straight Republican ticket. And this is going to be the best chance you have to have your voice heard if you want to vote in Emory County.
Absolutely. And with caucus, the more people we can get out to come out to caucus, the more your voice will be heard. And feel free to run for delegate as well. We want as many people as we can get running for these positions.
And it's one of those things where not only are they going to have a say on the local level, but you guys are also going to have to send delegates up for the state convention to help decide some of those multi-county races. Namely, this year, that's going to be House District 67 and House District 69. And, you know, they're going to want someone who's going to further the interests of Emory County in those seats.
Absolutely. And in Emory County, we're a little bit different than the rest of the state, where for our population of 10,000 people, we have 125 delegates. So there's a lot of delegate representation on the county level. Our convention is almost a mirror image of where the primary ends up being as far as voting results historically. So, yeah, it's just really important for everybody to get to caucus and elect good people start this process.
So we've talked about the caucus now. Now we'll move over to the convention and the Lincoln Day dinner. First of all, I've always liked how you guys combine those. I think that's a very handy thing to do. But, you know, it's one of those events for the Emory County Republicans where, again, this is going to be a great chance to hear directly from those candidates, those people who are going to have a pretty direct impact on your lives, especially with it being midterms and a lot of local seats up for grabs.
Absolutely. In the past, we've had upwards of 300 people at these events, and it's been a pretty good event these last couple of years, especially since we've started combining them. This year, we're having Getting Our Smoke On, Cater It. They usually do a really good brisket, and usually we have a chicken option as well. So we're going to be posting our ad on our Facebook page. It has a Venmo option on there to get your tickets locked up early. We are going to have quite a few candidates from both upstate and all the local candidates there, and we'll also be having the convention election for a few of those positions that are contested in the county, such as the county commission seat, and we also have the treasurer and recorder are both up as well, and those are contested races, and then the auditor is also going to be a contested race. So we've got quite a few exciting things going on.
Now, we talked about the caucus process for a second. But when you get to a convention, what does it look like when it's time to help cast the votes for these individuals, those ones who the Republican Party thinks would be the ideal choices to help push not only the county forward, but also push the Republican Party forward? What does that voting process look like once you get to the convention?
So we're going to have some pre-printed ballots at convention. And if there's up at more than two candidates, if somebody doesn't get, how I should put it is if one person gets over 60%, they're the automatic winner. But if somebody gets, let's say 55 and somebody gets 45 or anything over 40, then they're both considered a convention winner and they move on. If nobody gets over, if the second person doesn't get over 40 on the first ballot, then we'll eliminate the last place and we'll re-vote. We generally give people 5 minutes of speaking time and then an additional minute per round after that. I could see us having a couple multi-round races just with some of these seats having three or more people running for them this year.
Now, there's just something always about this voting process that it's so exciting to me, seeing people get out and trying to find a way not just to change the city for how they believe, but for one, a change they believe is the greater good. I think the local level is the place you see that most. People who are running for these seats all are doing so typically for the right reasons. They want to help push Emory County forward in the right direction. And I think it's fun that the public gets to play such a major role in doing it. That's what I love about our system of government. There's just so much public participation, and that's what makes it run.
Absolutely. And it really is an exciting election because it's one of the only ones that you can actually hear from the candidate and then get a voting result within minutes of hearing them. It's not waiting around and waiting for votes to come in and things like that. It's just a hear from the candidate and get the result a couple minutes later.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to be able to hear from the candidates night of, but you and I were talking beforehand. You guys are actually going to be hosting a debate between all these candidates, giving the public just another chance to hear from these different candidates. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That debate's going to be on March 31st at the Emory High School Little Theater in the Spartan Center and at 7 p.m. And we're going to be fielding questions from the public for the next month, and then we're going to try to consolidate those questions and fine-tune them a little bit and then hear what the candidates have to say about that. So if anybody would like to submit a question for that, feel free to post it on our Facebook page for the Emory County Republican Party or send it directly to me at jessesloanplumbing@yahoo.com. And we'll field all those questions. We'd like to keep it Republicans asking these questions. Since it's a Republican convention and primary taking place at this point.
Yeah, not quite to the general election yet, so you kind of want to keep it within those Republican Party frameworks now, Jesse. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
I think we covered most of it. Just excited to see you all out at caucus and convention, and think it's going to be a great year.
Well, Jesse, it was a pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Again, our guest, Jesse Sloan, party chair of the Emory County Republican Party, and we're talking about the upcoming caucus and convention right around the corner, and it's always best to take an interest in politics before politics take an interest in you. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM, your source of local news for over 90 years. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.